Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Rose reaches second base with a double. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up towards third. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nolan, and towards Concepcion, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geronimo who is chasing the ball. Biedner reaches third base with a triple. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is hit by the pitch. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Mackinnon moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-1 in the game. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Rose moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Rose moves to third. Griffey moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-1 in the game. Bench strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geronimo strikes out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot fires to second and picks off Foster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-1 in the game. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nolan moves to second. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias misplays the ball. That's an error on Frias. Nolan scores. Rose moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Griffey moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Griffey moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffey scores. Morgan moves to third. Bench moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geronimo hits a line drive towards the mound. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to second. Jim Little pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Concepcion is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Reds. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geronimo who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Foote goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Reds. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mackinnon strikes out. One out. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scanlon for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Don DeMola. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Lintz now playing shortstop. Fred Sherman now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Perez strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geronimo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from foot and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eastwick strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rose strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion catches it and throws to first to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Foster reaches second base with a double. Perez moves to third. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Foster scores. It's 10-3, Reds. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Concepcion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Johnny Bench now playing first base. Bill Plummer now catching. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mäkinen strikes out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a pop-up towards first. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.